with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez, firing up Zoom right now to chat with our buddy Vivi Rex. How you doing, Vivi?
Hi, Mario. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You look great in this quarantine.
You too. I feel like I need to start working on my arms. I feel like all the pasta is starting to affect it. I'm like looking at your arms. I'm like, I want to get more fit.
No, you're looking dialed in. You're looking dialed in. I just had some pasta, as a matter of fact. That's good. So how you been doing during this time, this whole quarantine time?
Good. You know, I've been with my dog and I've been cooking a lot, as I said.
Nice.
I've been trying to get trying some Albanian recipes. You know, my family's from Albania. So I've been trying to figure out how to cook the dishes. They're a little hard.
It's a little like Italian, right?
It's like Greek Italian mixed with like Turkish, you know.
Oh, that sounds
like
good.
We do those like baklava, like baklava and stuff like that. So it's like kind of like phyllo dough, but filled with like meats or like with veggies or like cheese. But making the dough is hard.
That's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and like making it really thin without ripping it. It's been a little tough.
It's a whole thing. Oh, good for you. Yeah. Improving on the culinary skills right there. Well, I know you're also doing some good work teaming up with our partner Walgreens to celebrate the class of 2020, right?
Yeah. You know, Walgreens reached out to me and said they wanted to do something nice for the class of 2020 since, you know, everything that's going on, you know, brighten up their days and give them something that's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided to write a song for them and they wanted me to remake Pomp and Circumstance, which wasn't the easiest thing, but it was fun. I like a challenge.
Yeah. So talk about this Pomp and Circumstance remix. I know you did it to honor graduates basically, right?
Yeah. I remember when I was graduating high school, that was like the highlight of my year. And it's exciting because your parents are there, your friends are there. Yeah. And I just wanted to give the graduates something that could be there, something that makes them happy. And I just wanted to say like, good job, you know, kind of brighten up their summer a bit, you know?
No, that's very cool. And they're going to remember that. Where did you go to school? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up I was born in Brooklyn. And then when I was four, we moved to Staten Island. So I was raised in Shaolin. I'm just joking. Sorry.
Shout out Shaolin.
Oh, so, yeah.
How come I don't detect any kind of accent? Usually you get those cool Staten Island accents.
It comes out when I get really angry.
Okay.
So I'll start really going into it. It gets scary.
I'm going to try to piss you off right now then.
Sometimes it'll come out in interviews, like one word will come out. I'm like, but I don't mind it. It's where I'm from. But
no, it's cool. I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I grew up in Staten Island, so I went to school there. So I went to Tonville High School. So go Pirates.
Nice. All right, go Pirates. Well, Walgreens definitely adding some serious pomp to your graduation circumstance and giving you the chance of a lifetime to win a virtual meet and greet and photo op with BB Rexha. Right, BB?
Yes. I love talking to fans. It's fun.
Yeah. And they really appreciate it. And then for like the rest of their lives, you have someone that's totally devoted and loyal to you.
It's amazing, like when you talk to somebody and like it just brightens up their whole. I'm like, this is awesome. It's nice.
It is nice, and it's an awesome thing again to do for the class of 2020. And now that the world seems to be finally opening up a bit, are you starting to work on some new music, or have you been during this time down? Or
yeah, I just finished my album. Believe it or not, like I'm in the mixing process, and it's been 2 years in the making, and obviously like. I was on tour with the Jonas Brothers, so that was kind of stopping it. It's harder, like, right on the road. And then the quarantine happened, and I just didn't feel like it was a right time to put out music for me personally. So now I feel like since everything's starting to open up, it feels more natural. And then now we get actually, because my fans are, like, getting frustrated, like, where's music, you know? And I'm like, now I'm finally able to shoot the music videos. It's safer. And
right. Good for you.
The right way, you know?
Good for you. Are you in New York at the moment or out here West Coast?
I'm in the West Coast. I'm in LA. So it's kind of a bummer because I really miss my family and it was really tough for them out there. Like my parents ended up getting really sick, but they're much better.
Sorry to hear that. Good. That's good.
Yeah. So, but I can't wait to go see them. I'm like, I miss them so much.
How do you like LA as opposed to back East?
I honestly love the weather. Like it feels good. Like even just going for a walk or walking my dog during sunset, it's nice. We're lucky to have beautiful weather here.
It's hard to be in a bad mood. You're right. You get real spoiled out here. It's like this all year too.
Honestly, we are.
Before I let you go, BB, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Westworld.
Food you've eaten the most during quarantine?
Banana pancakes.
Those are good. Those are good, though.
Oh, Mario, I've been real quick. I've been making these. I tell everybody I'm obsessed. I'm making these banana pancakes that are four ingredients, five.
What
four.
Is it?
It's oatmeal, a cup of oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
One banana, one egg, a tablespoon of baking powder, and a teeny bit of sugar. And I mix it. Oh, no, milk. Sorry. And I mix it all up and I eat it like that. And if I just really want something sweet, and I'll like put a little side of syrup and just like dip it in, try to be like somewhat healthy.
Yeah, those are like healthy pancakes. Those are good.
They're amazing.
Yes. They're amazing. Sorry. Nice. I like that. No, I like that. I like that. I like that you're passionate about the food there. Best part of quarantine?
Spending time with my dog.
What kind of dog you got?
She's sleeping. I don't know. I rescued her. So she's like a mix of like 10,000 things, but she's so cute. She's like.
Little mutt.
Always like she's sleeping right there on the side. Could you see her?
Hi, oh, yeah. Very cute. A tiny little thing. Like, oh, mad. You woke her up. Worst part of quarantine?
Not seeing my friends and my family. Oh, and not going. I love restaurants. Like I love the whole like, you know, going to restaurants.
Yes, like a marathon meal. It's my favorite. I can't wait.
See, exactly. I'm going to go and like order like everything off the menu.
We got to eat together one day. Well, I think we'll crush it.
I don't even know. My friends are like, when I eat, my friends are like, girl,
I like that. I like that.
I eat as much as my dad sometimes, and he's like,
"I'm a bigger fan now." I love it. And last one, best piece of advice for the class of 2020.
My advice for the class of 2020 is: this is definitely going to make you guys much stronger. And if you can get through this time, you can get through anything. And I just can't wait to see what your future brings for you guys. So I'm wishing you all the best of luck, and I love you guys very much.
Great advice right there. Well, it's always nice to see you, and I'm glad we got to catch up. You got me all hungry now.
I know. And when you see me next time, I'm gonna have a little cut. That's my goal.
Okay.
Hey. Also bring pancakes.
Yeah, and bring those pancakes, please.
The pancakes don't taste good unless you make them like they have to be fresh. And I put like it has to be fresh. Like they don't taste good. Like trust me.
All right. Then I respect.
Bring the ingredients.
Yeah. Oh gosh, you guys are gonna get this spot next time.
Look forward to getting together again. When you drop some new music. In the meantime, you can follow her on Instagram at BB Rexha. Thanks again, BB. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mario. I hope you stay safe, okay?
Thank you. Likewise, honey.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.